Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We want to welcome you to this video. Today is Tuesday, November 5, 2024. Today is Election Day. And I just kind of wanted to make a video sharing some things that have been on my mind coming into the election. For those of you that have followed our ministry over the years, you know that I have used the book by William Strauss and Neil Howe, The Fourth Turning, An American Prophecy, What the Cycles of History Tell Us About America's Next Rendezvous with Destiny, on multiple different occasions to frame conversations about what is happening in our country politically, culturally, socially, religiously, even. And I've done that a variety of different times. I have a playlist up here on the screen going all the way back to 2013 at the Great Lakes Grace Bible Conference. I brought a message called The Line, the Wheel, and the Hill, a scriptural model for understanding history. And then at our conference in both 2015 and 2016, I brought messages related to the fourth turning concept. How did we get to be in the mess we be in 2015? And first century Roman America, the history of its future fall from 2016. And then in 2020, I brought a message during COVID called The Present Distress and the Fourth Turning. And then the first day of this year, 2024, I preached a message called 2024 and the Fourth Turning, A Believer's Guide to Understanding and Surviving the Current Crisis. And I preached that the first day of this year, just kind of talking about my thoughts going into the year. And I've continued to think about this. And I've also purchased the follow-up to The Fourth Turning, which is The Fourth Turning is Here, What the Seasons of History Tell Us About How and When the Crisis Will End. And so I actually bought this the same day that I preached that message in 2020, the first day of the year, starting 2024. And I've been reading the book throughout the spring and summer, and I've been thinking about, like, what, if anything, I was going to say about this. And so I've decided that I just kind of want to make a little bit of an informal presentation about this. Google Books has the contents available in their preview for the follow-up book to The Fourth Turning, What the Seasons of History Tell Us About How and When the Crisis Will End. And you can look at the contents here. Winter is Here, the preface, part one, The Seasons of History, part two, The Climax of Winter, and that's the season that Strauss and Howe argue that we are in right now, the winter or the crisis, and then part three is The Coming Spring. But if you just read the opening lines of chapter one about winter is here, they're quite instructive, at least in my mind. The old American republic is collapsing, and a new American republic, as yet unrecognizable, is under construction. And that's really sort of how I'm feeling going into the election. There's just a lot of things that seem off. They don't seem to make sense. I was just introduced to a new term here recently called post-normal times. And post-normal times is a concept that has developed in post-normal science. But check out this definition. Describes the present as post-normal times and in an in-between period where old orthodoxies are dying, new ones have yet to be born, and very few things seem to make sense. Again, an in-between period where old orthodoxies are dying, new ones have yet to be born, and very few things seem to make sense. That is, for me, how I'm feeling right now about many things that are going on, all right? And again, I find a corollary there between the old American republic is collapsing and a new American republic as yet unrecognizable is under construction. There seems to me to be a point of congruency there between what Neil Howe is arguing in the sequel to The Fourth Turning and what the definition of post-normal times is. And so I just kind of wanted to cover a few points from the sequel to The Fourth Turning. This was written in 2023. This was released just last year. And he goes through a lot. This is a very thick book. There's a lot of things here. There's no way that I'm going to unpack and explain everything. there's a couple things that I just want to kind of go through as I see them as related to the election. So let me be clear about a couple things. First of all, the fourth turning concept is a philosophy of history, okay? It's not necessarily, I'm not going to be quoting from the Bible here. I'm not going to be showing you a lot of things from the Bible, but I do see congruencies between the fourth turning idea and the seasonality that we can identify in Scripture. I've talked about that a bunch of other places. If you want that information, you can look at these videos here in this particular playlist and check those out, okay? So I'm not going to be, I don't want to cover old ground and things that I've already talked a lot about. I want to talk about some new things. Strauss and Howe have been influential in many different fields, and they started in 1991 with their book Generations, The History of America's Future, 1584 to 2069. This was their first book in 1991, okay? Then they followed that up in 1997 with The Fourth Turning, An American Prophecy, What the Cycles of History Tell Us About America's Next Rendezvous with Destiny. And then what essentially they do is they say, well, based upon cycles in history, they forecast and they predict when America is going to go through another one of these crisis time periods, or what they would identify as winter, where the social order is so upset and the apple cart is turned over that a new social order emerges from the other side. So they wrote this one in 1997. Then in 2000, they wrote a book called Millennials Rising, The Next Great Generation. This book has been used in economics, it's been used in marketing, it's been used in a lot of different fields to identify the specific generation of the millennials, to identify advertising strategies and campaigns targeted at millennials. So the work of Strauss and Howe is definitely been influential in a lot of different fields. You'll encounter a lot of different people talking about the fourth turning. And so, and it's also has subject to a lot of different interpretation. Certain people, I've watched some videos online where different people give different interpretations and make different applications regarding the fourth turning. So when I saw that Neil Howe had written a follow-up book to the fourth turning, I definitely wanted to buy it and see what he thinks is going on and how he understands things, okay? So the premise of the fourth turning is essentially this diagram right here, just very quickly, okay? You enter into what they call a spring era, a first turning. This is a high. That is followed by a second turning, a summer, which is an awakening. A third turning, fall, which is an unraveling, where things start to fall apart. And then you enter the fourth turning, the winter, which is a crisis era. And you need to see that the crisis and the awakening are spaced across each other in the cycle, okay? Now, my other videos in this series, again, right here, I'll put a link in the description, really go into a lot more detail about that part of it, okay? So what we want to focus on here is this part right here, the fourth turning, the winter, the crisis era, and that is what the sequel to the fourth turning is specifically about. You just look at the title. What the seasons of history tell us about when the crisis will end. So I just want to share with you a few things that Neil Howe says about this. First of all, he says that a crisis era, okay, so the era, this era right here in yellow, that a crisis era generally follows a certain pattern, starting with a catalyst or spark or series of sparks that ignite sort of a new mood or a new course of action, okay? Then there's a regeneracy, what he calls a regeneracy, where there's a mood that is cast that starts to gather people to it, where there's a mix of hope, fear, and uncertainty. So there's a spark, there's a catalyst, something that gets it going, the crisis going, and then there's a regeneracy where people sort of start to coalesce around some specific thinking, could be politics, could be other things. And so there's a drawing together, and the mood is confusing, and it's a mix of hope, fear, and uncertainty, okay? Then he says, thirdly, that in a crisis, there's a consolidation. And this is the moment when all of the members of the dominant new community understand that they are engaged in an ultimate struggle for survival. So it becomes very clear that something momentous is at stake, and they're engaged in a struggle for survival. This caused the community to unite in maximum collective energy and effort towards what they think is their very existence. And most people who haven't chosen sides, this is when they choose sides. They choose sides at the point of consolidation, and then society starts propelling itself in a trajectory that nobody foresaw before the catalyst. So this is a very structured sort of framework about what happens in history, looking at the cycles and patterns of history. So this is not a Bible prophecy. This is not anything like that, okay? This is just looking at the cycles in history, and Strauss and Howe say that history never matches exactly, but that it rhymes, that there's ebbs and flows to history that rhyme, or it never repeats itself exactly identically, but there's a rhyme to it. There's a rhythm to it, okay? So there's a catalyst, a regeneracy, and a consolidation. And the consolidation, people sort of, people who haven't picked sides, they pick sides, and the society is aware of the fact that it's propelling itself in a trajectory that nobody foresaw before the catalyst or the catalyzing event that sparked the new crisis era. And then fourthly, this is followed by a climax, okay, that determines whether the new order will or will not prevail against its enemies and obstacles. So it's the crisis era climax where things are decided. And then how things get decided here is going to determine what shakes out in the next cycle when springtime comes around again, okay? So this climax is determining this, okay? And there's an epirosis is how I'm going to pronounce it. It's a little bit of a difficult word that is sort of the Stoic belief in the idea of the destruction, that there has to be destruction before there can be renewal. That's kind of the concept here, okay? And this is sort of the purifying purifying event that sort of decides how the crisis is going to be settled, that then sets the stage for the new cycle. And this is where you have civic action that reaches its point in maximum effort, energy, and power. So the society becomes aware that something momentous is at stake, that is in the process of being decided, and people begin to go all in. This is the point of all-out struggle. So if we think about past turnings in American history, okay, the third cycle began with the second turning, the Third Great Awakening, and it ended in the twin catastrophes of the Great Depression and World War II. Before that, in the second cycle, you had the Transcendental Awakening and the Civil War. And before that, in the American cycle, you had the First Great Awakening and the American Revolution. And these things are spaced roughly 80 years apart, right? So if you just kind of do the math, the awakening in the current cycle that we're in would have been the conscious revolution of the 1960s, an awakening that had nothing to do with the God of the Bible. It was all about me and self-promotion, et cetera, et cetera. Well, then you can see that if you just sort of do the math, that we're due for a crisis. We're due for some sort of crisis. And I want you to think about each one of these fourth-turning crises, the American Revolution, the Civil War, and Great Depression, World War II. Each one of these fundamentally changed our understanding of who and what we were as a nation, and then set us up for what we would become in the next cycle. And so what Neil Howe is saying is that that's where we are right now. This is where we are right now. He's saying right now that we are approaching a consolidation and a climax. And he thinks that this is going to end at some point, it'd be decided at some point between 2032 and 2035. This is what he's arguing in the book, okay? So this climax is a period of all-out struggle, and I hate to say it, but this is where you are going to encounter the maximum danger as well, with either a struggle with an external aggressor or an internal political revolution or civil war, okay? And this is sort of nature's typhoon, so to speak, right? Where all of the matter is drawn into a singular vortex of ferocious energy that is then going to be, you know, projected onto society that's going to settle these issues. And that's exactly what we see. That's what World War II was. That's what the Civil War was. That's what the American Revolution was. And so according to the historical model of forecasting that the Fourth Turning adopts, we are in right now a crisis model. We are in what Neil Howe calls the millennial crisis. Okay. And he says that the millennial crisis, and again, I'm arguing on the basis of his second follow-up book here, The Fourth Turning is Here. He argues that the crisis began in 2008 with the financial collapse that occurred with the housing market and so forth in 2008, and that the regeneracy occurred in 2016 with the first election of Donald Trump, and that this was the first regeneracy. This was where there was sort of this, people were being drawn together and a new mood was sort of beginning to develop, and there was this mixture of hope, fear, and uncertainty. Neil Howe says that happened in 2016 with the first Trump election. Then you move forward from there to 2020, and you have COVID, the George Floyd situation, the disputed election, and this is going to lead to a pessimism about the nation's future and a questioning of the legitimacy of our institutions, our media, our politics. A lot of people are questioning all of these things as a result of what happened, right? So all of these things then are leading towards a consolidation where this is the moment where all the members of the dominant new community understand that they are engaged in an ultimate struggle for survival. And so Neil Howe doesn't say this in the book, but it has me pondering on if that's exactly what we are witnessing here in 2024 with this current election that is happening today. Is this a moment of consolidation? You think about some of the odd pairings of people that are emerging in this particular election, and it's a little bit hard for me to read Neil Howe's work and look at what's going on and not see that as some sort of a new consolidation, a new coalition that is being formed, okay, where this new community is uniting in a moment of sort of maximum collective energy. And I think that people who maybe hadn't chosen sides are doing that now. And so I wonder if this election that is occurring right now is in fact that consolidation that Neil Howe is talking about that will happen. Now, let's say for the sake of argument and discussion that that is what is going on right now. Let's just work with that premise for a minute. Then what that means is what comes next is the climax. What comes next is the typhoon moment of ferocious energy where the thing gets definitively decided, just like what we saw with the American Revolution, the Civil War, and World War II. These are decisive. Wars in a crisis are decisive. Wars at any other time in the cycle generally are not decisive. Okay, so you think about the wars of the 20th century after World War II and the early wars of the early 21st century, none of them have really decided anything. Wars during a crisis are going to be decisive. They are going to decide what the nature and reality of the next cycle looks like. Okay? And so if in fact the 2024 election is a consolidation, as Neil Howe has identified a consolidation, then that means that what is coming next is the climax, the crisis, it being settled. Okay. Now, I said on the first day of this year in my message, 2024, the fourth turning, a believer's guide to understanding and surviving the current crisis, that I don't think it's going to matter who wins today. I think that we are heading for an unavoidable climax, an unavoidable moment in history that we have to pass through as a nation that is going to be ultimate, that is going to result in ultimate danger, and it's going to be deciding what the nature of our country looks like moving forward. Now, I know that this is not like the most uplifting thing, and I'm also not trying to be conspiratorial. I'm just trying to apply, and I have intentionally not talked about specific people. I'm trying to make this application as general as possible to the current situation. So, unfortunately, Neil Howe argues that there's only two ways that the climax is going to be settled. One is a civil war, and the other is a great power war. Now, I think if you look at our current internal politics, and I think if you look at current international politics, you could easily see either one of those scenarios developing. But Neil Howe said that we're going to have to pass through this gate where one of those two things is going to happen in this moment of absolute effort and energy, where things are going to be decided going into the new cycle. So I don't know if this election 2024 is the consolidation. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But if it's not, it still lies in the future. And what Neil Howe is saying is that this is inevitable. It is inevitable that we're going to have to walk through this tunnel, if you will, where we're going to have to deal with this. And he says this is what happens on the basis of historical models of what has happened in the past. Okay, so this walking through this climax, walking through this crisis, this winter season that decides this, remakes the civil order as we know it. America was not the same after World War II that we were before World War II. America was not the same after the Civil War as we were before the Civil War, and America didn't exist before the American Revolution as an independent nation. So in each one of these turnings, these past fourth turnings, these past winter seasons, things have been decided definitively and then set the course for where things would go in the next cycle. So this is, these crises situations are always, they always remake the civil order. Okay, just a couple things to think about as I look at it right now. The one of the fundamental crises that I see happening is a discrepancy between globalist interest and national populist interest. Okay, and there does seem to be an emerging feeling that our politics is no longer necessarily around along a right to left continuum, you know, traditionally, but more is developing now more of a horizontal continuum between the political class and the people, between the governors and the governed. And this recipe now is sort of it's already in the mix, it's already in the cards. And so all of this that Neil Howe has to say, he's like, you're not going to have gridlock. You're going to have decisive action taken at some point, and people are going to get on board with that. And so I think this does help explain, at least for me, and that some of the angst that I feel, and I do feel somewhat like I'm living in post-normal times, where the old orthodoxies are dying and new ones have yet to be born, and very few things seem to make sense. That's kind of where I'm at and how I feel. And ultimately about this, Neil Howe says, either way, Americans will once again pass through a gate of history that will forever shape the lives of everyone who can remember the situation, who can recall the situation. And so, unfortunately for me, I look at the election and I think, man, I just don't see how certain things are going to be avoidable regardless of who wins. And so, my encouragement to believers then is to do what Colossians chapter 3 says, and do what Colossians chapter 3 says, and set your affection on things above. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And so our hope needs to be in Christ. Our hope needs to be in the Word. Our hope needs to be on things that are unchanging. And whatever happens in the politics of this world, while it will affect us and impact us as believers, and it could affect us and impact us in our ability to continue to preach the Word and to lead a quiet and a peaceable life, there are certain historical realities that seem to be inevitable, okay? And let me just also say here at the end that if you're going to consider the frameworks of the fourth turning, you have to put them with a dispensational understanding of the Word of God, okay? Because reality and history are not solely cyclical. There's also linear advancement occurring. And I explain all of that and how those frameworks work in this message right here, The Line, the Wheel, and the Hill. Okay, and I would encourage you to check that out. So none of these things work in isolation of each other. And so these are just some thoughts that I've had after I've read the sequel to The Fourth Turning. And as I've looked at and kind of what's going on, I am not in this video prophesying anything. I'm not predicting anything. I'm not saying X, Y, and Z is going to happen on a certain day and time. All I'm saying is that when you look at where we're at and you judge it from the cycles of history and from the prism that is set forth in the fourth turning, it seems to me that there's some inevitability to something on the horizon that is not going to be pleasant. And I don't mean to say that to be discouraging. I don't mean to say that to be disheartening to you. I mean to say it just as a statement of what I perceive to be the case. And so believers are going to have to prioritize scriptural matters, okay? We're going to have to set our affection on things above. We're going to have to be known for the principle of temperance and moderation. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand, right? And so whatever is going to come in this life, if the rapture doesn't happen first and the Lord doesn't come and catch away the church unto himself, we need to be measured, but we need to be understanding what's going on. And so maybe this is helpful to you. Maybe it's not. Maybe you wish that you didn't listen to it. I don't know. But I felt like I wanted to kind of put something together here to kind of just get my thinking out there for what it's worth. Maybe it's worth nothing. And if it is, then you're free to disregard it. But what all of this means is that now more than ever, the most important thing is salvation. Your family, your children, the people that you work with, they need to hear the gospel and they need to get saved. And they need to trust Jesus Christ for their eternal salvation. God loves us, and he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. He went to the cross, he shed his blood there, he satisfied the offended justice of God, he rose again the third day, the victor over sin and death, and God is ready, willing, and able to give anyone eternal life who will trust and rely exclusively on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ as the only total complete payment for their sin. Regardless of what happens, put your faith in Christ, anchor your hope in the Word of God, and trust Jesus Christ today before it's everlasting too late. Thanks for your attention, and we'll see you next time.